Hi, I'm Dave Jackson. Welcome to another JPR Live session where we get to have intimate conversations with artists we admire and unique live in-studio performances. This JPR Live session is made possible in part with the support of South Stage Sellers, supporters of the arts and live music in historic Jacksonville. With me today in the JPR Steve Nelson Performance Studio is the Southern Oregon String Band, $8 Mountain. Good afternoon, guys. Thanks for stopping in.
Howdy. Thanks for having us.
Yeah. So you guys came to be in 2010. You had your original lineup met at a bluegrass jam in the hills near Ashland. The current lineup's been together for the last 8 or so years. Today with me are Phil Johnson on vocals and mandolin, Stuart Green on banjo and vocals, Joe Porto on bass and vocals, and Darren Campbell on guitar and voice. Tell us about the evolution of $8 Mountain over the last, 14 years now?
Man, time flies when you're having fun, I guess.
Kind of does, yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, as you mentioned, we all met at a bluegrass jam. Our brother and our lovely friend and former dobro player, Mark Lackey, actually got us all together up at the Green Springs Inn. They used to have a bluegrass jam every Sunday afternoon.
Cool.
And he kind of orchestrated us all getting together. I think it was his master plan. And we played some bluegrass songs and kind of stuck and went from there. That was with our original bass player, Mr. Peter Kelsch, another brother and great friend of ours. He moved out of the area. We were lucky, very lucky, to find our current brother and bass player, Joe Porto. And he's been with us. He's the new guy, only 8 years at this point.
That new guy. Do you still have to carry stuff for everybody?
I have plenty of time. I have to carry plenty of my own stuff.
Yeah.
His bass is heavy, yeah.
Yeah. So your last album was back in 2014. You have a couple albums under your belt there. And last one was in 2014 as Tied to the Tracks. And Vince Herman of Leftover Salmon produced that record for you. How did you meet Vince?
That was another funny story. That was back with our original bass player, Peter Kelsch. And Peter grew up going to the Telluride Bluegrass Festival, which Darren did too in our band. And it was a big influence of bluegrass on them. And Vince was a big Telluride kind of guy too. And so anyway, long story short, Peter was flying on an airplane to Medford and he texted me and said, "Oh my gosh, Vince Herman's on the plane with me. What should I do?" And you know, the plane took off and I didn't hear from him until they landed, and basically they were best friends at that point. Vince had moved out to the Applegate for several years, and I don't know, Peter talked him up, and Vince is kind of the guy who's down for anything. And so we had a bunch of songs and asked him if he'd be interested in recording them. He said, "Oh yeah, I know of a great place."
And yeah, well, and that was the other thing. The liner notes talk about that's kind of a cool studio with some regional history to it. Tell us about the studio out there.
Yeah, it's, what is it called? The Studio at Pacifica. And it was built in the 70s by Steve Miller, who apparently built several studios on the West Coast. That was just kind of his way to spend money or something. But anyway, it's very cool vintage recording equipment. And Dennis Dragon was working the studio at the time, who's Grammy Award-winning brother of Captain from Captain and Tennille. has a long, illustrious history. And anyway, it was just a blast with those guys and with each other. And at this point, it's been a while, though.
Yeah. So you have any new music coming up? I know you guys wrote a little bit of some new stuff, right? Is that?
Yeah. Yeah. I think if you counted up our new songs, we probably about have an album's worth, but takes time and money, and so we'll see. You know, people release things differently these days than they did 10 years ago.
That's definitely true, yeah.
But yeah, we do have a new song that Darren wrote that I guess we'll be playing for you.
Well, do you want to play that now?
What do you think, Darren?
Why not?
Let's do it.
All right. It's $8 Mountain. They're my guest today in a JPR Live session. What's this song called?
Long Time Feeling This Way.
Long Time Feeling This Way.
Thank you.
I fall so hard, I didn't think it would last. Long distance thing would be a pain in the ass, but all the time we spent together, everything's felt so right. I know I should leave it all behind, but I can't seem to get you off of my mind. One thing that I can say is it's a long time feeling this way. Treat you right. Wish I'd stay with you on that New Year's night. Spend some more time together with you when I have a chance. I just wanted to talk to you one more time. Speak from the heart. Let on the line. I had so much on my mind. Things I wanted to say. I know I should leave it all behind, but I can't seem to get you off of my mind. One thing that I can say is it's a long time feeling this way.
That is $8 Mountain, a tune called A Long Time Feeling This Way. They're my guests in a JPR Live session today. And that was Darren Campbell on guitar and voice, and also wrote that tune there. You guys all write some of the songs, is that right?
Yeah. Yeah, we're fortunate to have several songwriters in the group, and it makes it a little easier when you're trying to put a show or a set list or an album together to have everyone contribute. And
so how does that work out? Somebody comes in and says, hey, guys, I got this song. Let's try it out. Is it something you sit down and kind of write together as a...
I think generally for us, somebody has a song mostly figured out and then kind of brings it up to the band to tweak it a little bit. Except in Stu's case, he changes his songs every couple months. So we got to relearn them. He keeps us on our toes. It's good.
That's good. So you guys play basically bluegrass, but that's really not the entirety of what you're doing. You seem to explore some of the new kind of stuff going on within Americana, a little bit on the Billy string, some of that shredding on the guitar there, reminded me a little of him. Maybe some leftover Salmon influence in there and that kind of thing. Was Americana where you guys started? Did you come to it through some other route? Or
Yeah, well, I would say I got into music really through blues and rock and roll kind of when I was in high school, but then Telluride Bluegrass introduced me to the bluegrass world, and that's where it all started.
Yeah,
for me. I was like, how do you play a bluegrass solo? Like, how do they do that? I have to figure it out.
Yeah, I think myself too, you know, in high school you get into rock and roll as teenage boys do.
Yeah.
And it takes you one way or another. A lot of people, myself included, you know, Olden in the Way through Jerry Garcia and stuff was definitely a gateway into bluegrass. And yeah, now I just love it all, the old stuff and the new stuff. And we all like all kinds of music, but it's nice to be able to funnel it kind of through bluegrass instruments.
So how do you feel about the way things kind of go with bluegrass? Is it an evolving art form? Is it something that needs to be totally steeped in tradition? What's your philosophy?
I like it all. I think, you know, not everything works, but I think in general, people like Billy Strings or like Molly Tuttle are pushing the music in really cool directions. And then again, you know, it can always go back to like their first bluegrass band with Bill Monroe, and I could listen to that all day too. But anyway, it's great. I think it's, yeah, constantly evolving. Like you said, it's living.
Yeah. Well, let's hear another song. What do you want to play?
Stu, you want to do one of your tunes?
Yeah, we'll do Stranger in These Walking Shoes.
All right.
You don't even have any shoes on.
I wore through them. I had to pawn them.
That's the boy. There's a story right there. Yeah,
I bet you got a lot for those.
$8.
There's an old story about how $8 mountain got its name.
The mountain itself, or you guys?
The mountain. Uh-huh. And one of them is that somebody bought an $8 pair of shoes and walked around the mountain, and they fell apart after walking the whole way around the mountain.
Yeah, it was like a gold prospector, I think, in the 1850s, and that mountain ruined his shoes, and so he named it after it.
Wow.
Whole $8.
There's another story about a gold nugget worth $8.
Got yourself a new pair of shoes. Yeah, this song, Stranger in These Walking Shoes, we actually recorded a music video for it 10 years or so ago. It's on YouTube. We recorded it up at Buckhorn Springs. It was a lot of fun, and it's funny to see us all with less gray hair.
Yeah, and without suits on.
Yes, we were very formal back in those days.
Right.
I am a stranger traveling down the road. I got 2,000 miles behind me, I don't know how many more. These walking shoes, they gotta get me there, though I've worn through my soul. I'm never sure how far I'm going, I won't know till I get home. I am a stranger in these walking shoes. Never know, good Lord, where they're walking to. A lonesome road, it can get me down, but it's the only life I've known. Never sure just where I'm headed when I walk out of my door. If you got a little work to spare, you know I'll swing that hammer down. Earn a nickel or a bottle for the trip to the next town. I am a stranger in these walking shoes. I never know, good Lord, where they're walking to. Gonna keep me warm tonight. I told her I'd be leaving, but she said that was alright. I might be a rambling man in town for just one night. Some call me a sinner, but at least I could love you right. I am a stranger in these walking shoes. Never know, good Lord, where the talking to. Mama wants me to build a life back in my hometown, but it don't feel like living if I can't ramble around. Someday I might settle down and build myself a home, but for now I'll keep on rambling on to see where this road is going. I am a stranger in these walking shoes. I never know, good Lord, where they're walking to. I never know, good Lord, where they're walking to.
That's a tune called Stranger in These Walking Shoes. Stu Green on vocals also wrote that song. And that was $8 Mountain. They're my guests today in a JPR live session. Find more information about $8 Mountain at their website, $8mountain.net. And check out their social media pages. $8 Mountain starts with the number 8, all lowercase after that, on Facebook and Instagram. So somebody wasn't living here for a while. Is that one of the reasons there wasn't so much going on? Is that?
Yeah, guitar player Darren over here was down in Tahoe for a few years, kind of at the same time as the pandemic. And so, you know, we actually, the three of us, Stu and Joe and I, got together pretty regularly and as a trio. So we kept the music alive, but, Darren's back now as of the fall, and we're real happy to have a guitar, especially someone who plays it real well like Darren does. So yeah, so we got a lot of stuff coming up now. It's been a while since we've had kind of a full calendar.
And he'll tell us about some of the shows coming up.
Yeah, so we have quite the full calendar coming up. All the shows, like you said, are available on our website. But today we got a show in Talent at the Cedarwood Barn. We're calling it the Cedarwood Barn Dance. It's with Hot Copper Kettle, and it's a beautiful venue. I don't know, many of your listeners have probably been there. The Ashland Folk Collective has brought some great acts there. And, you know, if the weather's nice, hopefully we'll be outside. Otherwise, we'll be inside. Either way, it's going to be great. Should be a great night of bluegrass. And yeah, you can buy tickets online or you can just come get them at the door. Kids are free.
And then there's also the, is it Burgers, Brews, and Bluegrass? Is that what it's called this year?
I actually researched it. Now okay. It's called Brews, Bluegrass, and Barbecue. But Blues. BBB.
Right.
And that's, yeah, and that's June 3rd. That's Saturday, June 3rd. Also, Hot Copper Kettle will be there. Kingroy Wing. It should be a lot of fun. We've done it several times in the past, and it's always great out at Roxanne Winery in Medford. And last year it was rainy. This year it'll probably be sunny. We'll see.
Yeah, well, that would be good. Well, we appreciate you stopping in. Be sure to catch these guys on their upcoming shows, including the one tonight at the Cedarwood Barn in Talent. What do you want to wrap up with?
We're going to wrap up with an oldie but a goodie. And this is a song that I wrote. Actually, I'll give away. The secret of this song is about driving from Grants Pass to Ashland. That's basically what inspired that. And another song we have an ancient music video for, which is kind of funny. I just stumbled across it the other day, first time in a while. But SOU professor Bobby Arellano, who maybe you all are familiar with, he's a great guy, and he had some students who were needed a project to do, and so they filmed us driving around in the plaza and in the park and stuff at night with all these flashlights in the winter. It was cold and dark. It was pretty funny. It's very funny to watch now after all these years. But anyway.
a little spoiler alert for our listeners. You'll be able to find this on a podcast coming up for this show. We're going to link to those videos that you were talking about.
So. Nice. Well, I hope you enjoy it as much as I do. But yeah, this song's called 35 Miles.
Time goes so slow without you, this I know. Now I'm counting miles to earn you. 35 miles down this lonesome stretch of highway. 35 miles we are apart. 35 miles from the pass down to the valley. 5 miles to your home. When you're away, I think about you night and day. I just can't sleep when I lay down. Thoughts only you, without you I'm blue. Now I'm counting the miles to your town. 35 miles down this lonesome stretch highway. 35 miles we are apart. 35 miles from the pass down to the valley. 35 miles to your heart. So I won't be alone. Driving through the mountains and the pines, passing over the creeks and by the snowy peaks. I'm just counting the miles to your mind. 35 miles from this lonesome stretch highway. 35 miles we are apart. 35 miles from the pass down to the valley. 35 miles to your heart. Down this lonesome stretch of highway. 35 miles we are apart. 35 miles from the pass down to the valley. 35 miles to your heart.
That's $8 Mountain with 35 Miles here on Jefferson Public Radio. They're my guest today in a JPR live session. I'm looking right here at Phil Johnson on vocals and mandolin. He wrote that song and did lead singing on that one. Joe Porto is on bass and vocals, and Darren Campbell on guitar and vocals, Stu Green on banjo and vocals. They are $8 Mountain performing tonight at the Cedarwood Barn in Talent. You can find information on them and get tickets at tickets at $8mountain.net.
We got a link right there. Yep.
Okay. Find the link at $8mountain.net for tickets to that show tonight with Hot Copper Kettle. And thanks so much for stopping in, you guys. We look forward to whatever's coming in the future.
Yeah. Thanks for having us. It was a blast. And yeah, we look forward to it too. So hopefully we'll see everyone there, wherever it is.
JPR Live Sessions are engineered by John Griffin, and this JPR Live Sessions made possible with the help of South Stage Cellars in the heart of historic downtown Jacksonville. With 28 varieties of wine in their tasting room and wine garden, they host live music Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday nights. You can find more information at southstagecellars.com, and JPR Live Sessions are up at our website, ijpr.org, and find the podcasts at Spotify, Stitcher, and Apple Podcasts. Stick around for more Open Air next.